As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cap situation is going to matter, and eventually they're going to have to decide on some things. There's some bad contracts on this roster, and there's not enough good young players. I mean, Deshaun Watson's cap number right now for next year is $80 million. So the cap is not healthy, and you need these guys to play. Like, guys on rookie contracts don't make any money, and if they play well and you win, then it's worth it. And it's been great investment, and they've invested in it over and over again, but they didn't draft any this year when all these guys are up. So it's kind of a shaky spot going forward.
The glorious one, Zach Jackson, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, you brought up the cap thing. Man, it'd be great if we were talking about moving cap, and I think maybe some of it, you know, I've been a person to say, hey, the cap is not the most realistic thing. Well, it certainly could pack a punch if your team's not good and you've spent money on some of those players. You find ways to get around things. You always find ways to pay the players you want to keep, and then we might be stuck in a situation where we're forced to pay players that we don't want. And I think that that is a burdensome thing for a lot of fans looking forward to it. I mean, by the time you get to the end of Myles Garrett's contract, think about that. He's going to be 34 years old. Is he still going to be at the same level or close to it at the end of that contract? I'm not sure. So your concern over the people championing the cap and how it's, they found a way to get under it again. It's like, well, it's...
Well, first of all,
not the best thing for a 3-14 team to brag about.
It is kind of funny because all 32 teams... every single year since there's been a salary cap, have gotten under the cap. So it's
couple got close.
It's the rule of the NFL. You have to be under the cap. And yes, we will be under the cap every year. I can guarantee you that. The question is, you know, has it been an advantage for the Browns? You know, they've spent more money. I had the link earlier today, 2021. No team has spent more money than the Cleveland Browns. So I think we all agree. No team has gotten less for their money than the Cleveland Browns. They also... Jeez. Just have not flat out drafted well enough. And had you have drafted better, then you would have had to make key decisions on free agents.
But you would have been able to replace them because there would be more confidence with those guys.
Nope.
And because of the recent history, like there are certain guys that I've mentioned several times, and I have hope for them, but because of history, I get nervous about stumping for some of these guys. And some of them, you know what, because of injuries here and there, it's hard to do it. Like Alex Wright, I would love to see Alex Wright develop again another year. But Alex Wright got hurt, and it was tough to see him get hurt last year because I thought that there could have been a better season for him. You know, DeJuan Jones, I think we have a hell of a lot more hope for DeJuan Jones than we have with Alex Wright for a multitude of reasons, and I'm very hopeful for him. I'm holding my breath because if he can play left tackle, my God, we would feel so much better about this whole thing. A guy like that, a guy that big, and he looks like he dropped 60 pounds. I don't know if you guys have seen those videos.
Oh, it's amazing.
Seeing him, he looks a lot different than what he used to look. And definitely whatever happened during the offseason, whatever criticism he got, he took it deathly serious. And he is getting his body ready to play left tackle, and I can appreciate the dedication to it because that was one of the knocks, him coming out of college, things like that. He likes to play basketball. I'm a big fan of DeJuan Jones, if you couldn't tell, and a big defender of DeJuan Jones. And I hope that he's able to play left tackle, because, again, I can't sit there and deny what he said right to my face. Well, he was looking down at me because he's a foot taller than everybody. But he was not comfortable playing left tackle. And he was not, to say he wasn't interested in it, that's a little bit much, but I know he wasn't as confident as what we would hope to be switching over to left tackle. Now it looks like it's going to be forced upon him, and he's taking the challenge very seriously. So we're hoping that. I mean, if some of these guys do pan out, but you've had bad luck, and then you've had bad drafting. You've just drafted bad players, and there's been a couple of those guys I've been hopeful for. You know, well, I'm just a radio idiot. You know, I don't do the scouting that they do, and I try. But at the end of it, it's just an idiot yelling on the radio. Well, they got to be better than that, don't they? Because it's easy to be critical of them. It's very, very hard to get behind them. What did you think of the Joe Flacco conversation that we had with Zach? Because I asked this question, and we got this clip where I asked, you know, does it feel like we might be, to some fans, wasting time if Joe plays the majority of the year?
No, the reason I have thought, and I'm not sure of this, but the reason I have thought that he would be the favorite is that I thought in training camp, which we're not there yet, the way I think he will command the meeting room in the huddle and get guys in the right place and do things that they frankly have.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I haven't had for the last 3 training camps is why I think you'll have it. So in that way, he has value, almost like going all the way back to 2018 when they spent a third rounder on Tyrod, even though they knew damn well they were taking Baker at number one, because you can't do enough for that room to stabilize and solidify that room, especially how it's gone. So I think Joe Flacco absolutely has value. And the more I've thought about it, since it was kind of a surprise signing, it came on, what, a Friday morning the week before the draft, the more I've realized that's an important signing.
Does Joe become that important where, like, I asked him another thing, I couldn't help it. Like, if you let go of Joe Flacco before the season, could you lose your team before the season? Joe Bitonio trusts him. I mean, you can tell they take him seriously. They think he's a professional, and they trust him to try to win. Because that's where I think, you know, winning will never not be the most important thing. It will never not. You have 2 first-round picks next year for a reason. Go out and try to win.
Well, guys like Joe Bitonio don't really care necessarily. I mean, he's a good teammate, so I'm not making it sound like he's a bad teammate. But what does he really care if this whole thing is to get, you know, either Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders ready by the end of the year? I mean, that's not really. I mean, Joel Bitonio, if you were to ask him right now, he'd look around the roster and he probably would have a very different opinion than what PFF had. And he would say, yeah, we're trying to make the playoffs. We've actually made the playoffs with this quarterback. Then he sees Joe Flacco whistling that ball all over the place. And he's probably thinking, yeah, now with 2 running backs who are, you know, young and have a full bunch of carries ahead of them, a lot of excitement there. Like, I'm sure guys like that, Wyatt Teller, are thinking, yeah, it's Joe Flacco's team until they see otherwise.
Yeah, like I want
unless they saw,
yes,
Shedeur Sanders look like, you know, Jaden. If they start C.J. Stroud, if they saw them looking like them, yeah, maybe might think differently.
Well, like it's incumbent upon them to have those two rookies play well. But I keep getting the argument, and people keep making it with me. We got to see these guys. We got to see the young guys. I'm like, you don't got to see anything. If they end up coming out of camp and it's just Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett's the backup and they do whatever they do with the two rookies, this is the most open job in all the NFL to win the quarterback position. If Shedeur Sanders goes out there, or Dylan Gabriel for that matter, go out there and they play exceedingly well with the reps they're given, I think they'd be open-minded to playing those guys earlier in the season. I don't know about week one, but earlier in the season. I think if Joe Flacco goes out there and does a fire enough job, yeah, they're going to start the season. I would hope they start the season with Joe Flacco, even though I'm nervous that they would try to move on from him because of that age. Because I think that you can set your franchise back even further, because it's when you have guys there, we talk about culture and, whoa, Miles doesn't care about this and this guy doesn't care about that. When you tell people you're not the most serious team about winning, you're trying to get ready for the future, you're also sending a message not just to your fan base, but certainly to the guys in the locker room. So they start not caring either. Again, it's never wrong to try to win. Everybody loves to tank. Everybody loves to get ready for the future because it's not their lives on the line when it comes to it. But damn it, there's so many times where you start to see the same bad teams at the top of the draft every single year. How does that happen? Because they go into tank mode all the time. The Giants have been bad for a decade now. The Jets have been bad for a decade. The Jaguars have been bad for a decade. The Browns, for the most part, have been bad for a decade plus. These same teams always somehow end up at the top of the draft because they're never serious about winning during the season.
Yeah, but
the veterans you do have who get serious trying to win during the season, you end up turning them away.
No, I don't. I think The one thing that drafting the two rookies affords you is that you're taking multiple stabs and knowing that if any of them, you know, rise to the occasion and you start to see a chasm between them and the other quarterbacks, then maybe you spare yourself from having to worry. And then instead, you got two first round picks next year that you can truly help build the team around.
And that's great.
Now, the odds aren't, I'll admit, the odds are not great.
The odds aren't great. But I go back to
a fifth round pick. I mean, typically these guys get bounced around and you're only going to be hopeful that one of them even remains as a backup down the road.
Yes. And the reason I say all this, it goes right back to what you said last year about DTR, where you came into the studio and went, are we sure we need to see DTR? And that stuck with me going, hey, if these guys can't get the most open job in the NFL, why do I need to see them?
But then eventually I was like, well,
team.
And then eventually I was like, well, you might as well see him. Maybe you get lucky at the end of the year.
If they can defend themselves, maybe. But if at no point you think that they can do it, then fine. No, I don't need to see him. I'm just going to assume they're garbage.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.